Bava kama perke mishna alef shor shenoga chesaporu v'nimtza ubro betzido. There was definitely some type of collision over here, altercation, and the shor was negach aporu. When the dust clears, what we see over here is the poru lying over here, and we see not lying next to it ubro. The shor was milberes. And we find the ubra dead lying next to it. Ve'en yaduim ad shalei nokcho yolda. We have no idea if the negicha was in the poro and killed it and the ubra shebesoicha. Im yishenokcho yolda. However, it's possible ad shalei nokcho yolda that the poro already miscarried its ubra before, and the Baal HaShor is not chayv on that, obviously. You can only see from further away. We don't know exactly what happened. L'maisa, we have a suffix. Obviously, the Baal HaShor is claiming that he's not chayiv for the responsibility for the Uber. So, Mel, since we have a suffix, Mishalim Chatzinezek Laporo, we're talking here about a short time. So, short time, you know for sure that there was a Maisa Mazik over here. The Shor was Nogach Saporo, so Chatzinezek Laporo. But hey, yes, it's moment amutul b'sofik. The moment amutul b'sofik, the halacha is cholkim urevi a nezik levlad, and a quarter of the nezik for the vlad because you have a sofik. The same thing is true v'chein poro shenokros hashor v'nimtzav lodo betzido. A poro was neger hashor. Here you have the faketa case. The vlad of the poro is next to it. We have no idea if the Vlad was already an independent Baal Chai at the point of Negichas HaPorah in the Shor. So the Porah is responsible, but the Porah only pays since it's a Shor Tam Migufoy. Therefore, the Baal HaShor can only collect from the Guf HaPorah, not from the Vlad. Or we say Ad Shaloi Nokcho Yolda, or Mishenokcho Yolda. And Memela, part of the Porah is the Vlad, and it can be Teufis, Chatzinezek, half, let's say it doesn't add up to all the damage that he has, and he can collect from the Porah as well. So Meshalim Chatzinezek Mena Porah, Revi Nezek Mena Vlad. Now the Tzad HaMeshutif of this Mishnah, both the Resh and the Sefer, is obviously the fact that when there's Momen HaMutu B'Sofik, when there's a Sofik on a Hezek, the halacha is momen amutu b'sofik yachloiku. The Gemara says, a famous Gemara, perhaps the most famous Gemara when it comes to the dinim of sveika de mamoino. Normally, we should say amaytze mechavel v'raya. The fact that we say momen amutu b'sofik yachloiku is the psak of the Tana Sumchis, and that's the stimus haMishnah. Despite the fact that we have a stom in the Mishnah like Sumchis, the pashtus is, according to most Rishonim, that we pass like the Chachomim, the Riv, Shulchan Aruch, Paskin, that over here, Amoytzi Mechavel V'Raya. In the Reisha, then, the Baal HaShor could say Amoytzi Mechavel V'Raya, Legabi the Hezek of the Vlad. And in the Sefer, the Baal HaShor will not be able to collect from the Vlad HaPorah, because Amoytzi Mechavel V'Raya. So before we explain the Machlokes Sumchis and the Chachamim, let's make one point that's pointed out in the Sugya and Bava Basa Tzadik Gimel. Over there, there's a shayla of Ein Holchim B'momen Acha HaRoiv or not. And the Gemara understands that Roiv Behemois Misabras V'yoldas. Most times, the Mishnah and the Reisha is clearing the Porah maybe was Mapel the Behema, or maybe no, the Porah wouldn't have been Mapel except that he got his Zetz from the Shor, and that's why she was. That's why she miscarried the Vlad. Because there's a Roiv that she didn't miscarry the Vlad naturally. Mustama, what happened is because of the clap, because of the collision. On that, the Gemara says, L'chayr, it should be a rai that ain holcha momen acharoiv, which is grabbed the way we pass in according to Shmuel. We're not moitzi momen based on an assumption of roiv. The Gemara is doicha that over here, the suffix is another point. You're right. The behemah definitely miscarried because of the shor, but there's two possibilities. One is the force of the collision knocked out the vlad, and that the Baal HaShor would be responsible for. However, let's say the shor was bearing down 90 miles an hour on the poro, and at the moment of impact, before the impact, because of behola, the poro reacted and miscarried. that lemaisa is not a mazik biyadayim. That's a groma. So the same way, if a person was bearing down on somebody 90 miles an hour and that caused the other person to swerve, lemaisa he'd be chayv din shemaim, he's a grom din zochan, but he wouldn't be chayv din yodim because he didn't hit the car. The same thing would be true legabe a par of miscarrying. So memela, that's why he wouldn't be chayv. So therefore, the suffix is a vada that both stodim are because of the violent collision. The shaila is the point of collision or before that. That's one point to make. L'gufa shel machlokes sumchus in the chacham. The golden rule of dinei mamonos is hamotzi mechavel v'raya. Sumchus does not argue with that. Sumchus doesn't say that if Reuven walks in the bez and says Shimon owes him $100, that Bezin doesn't look at Reuven and say, Rabid, Amaitzim Echavel V'ray, you brought an accusation, prove it. Of course that's true. Over here, it's because the suffix is Bifoneinu. This is called the Dror de Mamoino. Dror de Mamoino means there's a Chaloi suffix Bifoneinu. So Memela, it's not just two people arguing. We see the suffix. When we see the suffix, that itself creates Ki'ilu, both of them, to use the Lashon of Taisis two times in Perek HaShoyel. And then the Bava Metzia, both sides are muxik bifoneinu on tzdodei asofik. It's such a muxik. So because we see both sides as muxokim, there the halacha is we could say mamon amutu b'sofik yachloiku. But stam by asofik, where two people are arguing about a business, about a loan, about a hezik, they have other, even according to Sumcha, samay tzimecha v'alvarai. That's one point. However, this hezber leads us to a different conclusion. What we're saying is that even according to Sumchus, even though he holds Mukhzokus, Hamaitzim Echavel V'raya, but when the Sofik is Bifoneinu, it's Ke'ilu we see both of them as Mukhzokim in the Sofik, but that's only a virtual Mukhzokus. The Guf HaShor, L'Cho'ira is a Mukhzik B'yad, the Mazik. So, many Rishonim, Taisin Daf Mevov, comes from Taisus also, B'Shem the Rajbam, Bov Metzia Daf Kuf, they hold, and this is brought by the Nesivis and by the Kudus HaSfekis, Rabbi Chon, Kol Rabbi Zenu, bring this as one very stark etzad, that when the shor is taka biyad, the Baal HaShor, when he's a proper Muslim on a shor, the Baal HaPara can't go and take the half that's connected to the Hezek of the Vlad. You can't take from a Muxik Mamish. The only time Sumchus says what he says is only when the shor is wandering around, it's Kaima Ba'agam. So, we don't see the owner of the shor as a proper muxik. We see him as what's called a morakama. A morakama is when something is, when there's momen amutu b'sofik, and there was somebody who we previously knew was the bailam, but not that somebody's a muxik in the shor itself. The shor was wandering around. Remember, there's a shor that was on the loose. So, the shor is wandering around. It was in the middle of a field. And the shor was grabbed by the Baal HaPara directly after the maisa that took place. So since he didn't take it from the muxik, so the halacha is the virtual suffix of being muxok in the suffix of the dror b'faneinu, that is a strong enough muxok is to say that momen amutu b'suffik yachloiku, despite the fact that the owner of the shor is definitely a morakama. And the chacham argue on that also. They hold amaytzim echavel v'ray, if somebody's a morakama, there the rule kicks in, we always look at the morakama as stronger. The mashmos of the sugya and Daf Kuf is also that Sumchus never said Mamon Amutu B'Sofik Yachloiku by a proper muxik, only by Drorot Mamoino when there's a Morakama and not a muxik. The Nekuda that we said with Sumchus only being by a Drorot Mamoino is the maskona of the sugya and Bava Bas Daf Lamed Dalet, as well as the Pashtus of the sugya in Bava Metzia Daf Beis and Beis. Mishnah Beis. A kador is somebody who makes kederos, he's somebody who makes pottery from cheres, and he put his kederos, he put his pottage in a chotz of a balabai shaloi bishus. He didn't have a right to put his stuff there. If somebody stored a bunch of crates in somebody else's garage, Reuven stuck a bunch of storage into Shimon's garage, the shibrason behemte shal balabais. The behemoth of the balabais was running around. Listen, it's his garage, it's his field. So Potter, the balabais is of course Potter. He says, who gave you a right to put your stuff here? Why should I be responsible for looking out for your schayra? More than that, Shimon's behemoth, Shimon's the garage owner, his behemoth was Huzka Bohen. He fell over the Kederis, he fell, he cut himself. Balak Deus Chayiv. Again, the Balak Deus is Chayiv for the Hezek that was incurred. It's like a bar. Vim Hichnis Birshus, what happens? Reuven forgot. Sorry, Shimon forgot. He let Reuven put his stuff there. He forgot. So he told him, yeah, in the next 2 weeks, for sure you can use my garage. And then he put his behemoth there. Then Balachot's a chayv. Because if Shimon gives Reuven Rishus, so he's giving him Rishus Ba'ifim where he's not going to be mazik his chafetzim that are there. Another case. Hichnis peiroisov lechatzar balabai shaloi b'shus. He put his peiros, Reuven put his peiros in Shimon's chotzer shaloi b'shus. V'achalasan behem tesho balabai is potter. He's not chayv on the hezik to the peiros. V'muska bohen. He ate too much. He slipped in the peiros. Balabai peiros chayiv. So then the balapeiros is chayiv. Im hichnis. Birshus balachotz is chayiv. The Mishnah is saying the same thing over twice. Rishonim explained to us. Yonta brings that maybe you'll say kederos are something more breakable. Peiros, less chance of hezek. So maybe the din would be different. Kamashmalon, the din is the same din.